I knew when the river was rising, of course, we had two places on the river. Just depend on how high the water was, where to go to fish. So my dad had 160 acres up here on Lake Washington, Lake Hamilton now. And I went down there and I was using some big old cane poles. We used to have some canes grow down here around Donelson on the Washita River to grow 30 foot tall. Oh, they were beautiful. And I had a fellow, I had a friend down, and he brought me up 2 dozen. And I had one man who weighed about, oh, he was about 26 or 30 foot long. And I went up there to place my horse wagon, take my worms, and they call it nigger fishing. Mm-hmm. I'd put it on that cane pole, put it out, stick it into the bank, go down, put about 4 or 5 poles. The river was rising that morning pretty good. And I put out my first pole there, just below a big shoal. And I went on down and put out 2 more and I come back to see about it. I'd look after them pretty good. I got back up there and it had pulled down into the water. And I says, well, I says, it's a chunk. Got hung on the line. So I got the pole and I began to pull it, drift away. It just went right down the water like that. Oh, I says, I got a big turtle. And I stayed there and I kept up. He'd broke my line, but that pole, I never would leave in a straight pull. I'd always keep it at a rainbow. And finally, I stayed there with him several minutes, I don't know how long. I finally got up to the top of the water. And it was a big catfish.
Is that right?
And so he went down. I said, well, he's gone this time. I kept that old pole just there, and I got him up again. About the third time I got him up the top of the water, I just went to running right backwards and hold him a foot there, and I just slid him right out on the bank. And that was the best catfish that Harris. He weighed 19 pounds. I caught him on an old pole and what they call a little old lemon linen line. And I just went down and picked up my other 2 poles, come on back on my little guy. Oh, what fish I need. But that was the best one that I ever caught on a line. Mm-hmm. That is a pole. Mm-hmm. But on trot lines and gigging, the best one I ever got of gigging was a 45 pounder.
Wow. Well, that's a lot of fish.
You've seen gigs, haven't you?
I've heard people talk about them. I'm not sure
well,
if I've seen them or not.
I've got 4 out here that. We had a blacksmith over here. He growed up ever since I was a little boy. He had a blacksmith, and he could make them out of the springs of a freight car. They'd break them, and he'd get them springs, and he'd make them out of it. It was the very best of steel, and I'm telling you, they were good gigs. I got several. I got 4 out here. I'm just keeping for souvenirs, and. Boy, there used to be people here could just as good on the gig as you would be a fellow with a gun.
Yeah, right.
I got where I was pretty good. I had a couple of cousins, old bachelors lived down on the river then, and they learned me how to gig. But just at the time when I got up grown, and I got making a little, helping me where I could, I made me a boat. And I made me a trailer. I put on my truck, and I could go anywhere I wanted to gig. And when I just got to where I could gig with some satisfaction, they stopped us from gigging. The sportsmen stopped there. Mm. And I had me a couple of them. My light was generally used in what I call a fire jack. We'd fire it with rich pine, pitch pine. And you'd have to get out and work 2 or 3 or 4 hours, get up enough pine to gig a while. And your boat was pretty heavy with that jack and loaded with pine. And of course at night, if you gigged at night, well, most of the gigging was done at night because the wind was generally laying. In daytime the wind was rippling, you couldn't see. So I